You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett has always been something of an outlier. He's a staunch Tea Party Republican in what had been a middle-of-the-road district in the northwest part of the Garden State. His critics contend that he's out of touch with Democratic New Jersey. Still, he's cruised to victory in every election since 2002. But 2016 may be the year Garrett meets his match. The congressman's openly anti-gay views have drawn the attention of Wall Street, a source of major campaign contributions for Garrett. That's due to his powerful position on the Financial Services Committee. We're joined by Joshua Green. He's a national correspondent for Bloomberg Businessweek, and he wrote about Garrett's strained relationship with Wall Street in this week's issue. Josh, welcome.
Good to be with you.
Congressman Garrett has never been shy about his social conservatism. He's actually been in favor of a constitutional amendment defining marriage as between a man and a woman. He's got a 0% rating from the LGBT group Human Rights Campaign. So, Josh, why is he suddenly drawing Wall Street's attention?
Well, he's suddenly drawn attention because over the summer in a private Republican caucus meeting, Garrett, who is the conduit for millions of dollars in donations from Wall Street banks and hedge funds to the Republican Party, stood up and announced that he was no longer going to give that money because he objected to the fact that Republicans were supporting gay candidates. And it immediately caused this huge rift within his caucus because the party is trying to battle its image as strident and intolerant. And a lot of people were offended that in this day and age, somebody would speak about gay people like that.
And we know that some of Garrett's big Wall Street contributors have already stopped cutting him checks. But are there big givers that haven't disavowed him just yet?
There are. And what's fascinating about the story to me, and this is what I write about in Business Week, is that what Garrett's outburst did was pose this fascinating moral dilemma for the banks, right? So they're suddenly faced with the question, do they follow their financial interests and keep supporting a chairman who they've given millions of dollars to and is very friendly to their interests in terms of regulatory matters? Or do they honor their commitment to gay and lesbian equality by cutting him off and potentially angering a very powerful congressman who oversees their industry? A lot of banks and hedge funds have decided to stop giving to Garrett. So Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and other banks. But other banks have kept giving to him, banks like UBS and Capital Group.
Has Garrett addressed the current controversy himself?
He has internally within the Republican Party, but not publicly. Wouldn't speak to me, generally won't speak to other reporters. What I'm told by one of his colleagues is that Republicans worked out an accommodation whereby the millions of dollars that Garrett has would be given to the party, but it wouldn't be used to support gay candidates. So essentially, they can have their cake and eat it too. Garrett will get the money to the party, but it won't be used to support gay candidates. So that's sort of the patched-together solution that Republicans have come up with. But I don't think it addresses the larger issue of, you know, how anti-gay Republicans are accommodating themselves to a changing culture and how Wall Street banks are trying to maneuver this too.
Well, Garrett is something of an anomaly. A big part of his district is in Bergen County, which is perennially a swing county. It includes several of the state's wealthiest municipalities. I'm thinking of Upper Saddle River, for example. Democrats have long targeted his seat, but he does win re-election easily. How does he do it? And do you think his fallout with Wall Street will affect his political future?
The way he's gotten elected is interesting. The district stretches all the way from the Hudson River west to the border with Pennsylvania. And on the very far western edge of the district, it's quite conservative. That's where Garrett is from. And he's really managed to kind of keep a low profile since then in the district. One of the things that makes that easier is this is the New York City media market we're talking about. So it's extremely expensive to run political ads. And so his Democratic opponents, who would like the world to know how conservative he is and some of these votes that he's made, just don't have the money to buy the TV time to do this. And so Garrett has managed to get reelected again and again and again, often relying on the millions of dollars that he gets from Wall Street.
So has he finally turned a corner and met his match in 2016? Is this it for Congressman Garrett?
Well, we'll see. This is going to be one of the most exciting races in the country, congressional races, because for the first time in a long time, there's a credible Democratic challenger named Josh Gottheimer, who is a former Bill Clinton speechwriter and is running as a kind of a Bill Clinton-style new Democrat. This isn't a Bernie Sanders lefty. He's trying to run to the middle and court the business crowd. And essentially, his pitch to them is, look, you guys don't want to be wrapped up in all this anti-gay stuff. It goes against your values. Garrett is voting to shut down the Export-Import Bank and all sorts of other things that are difficult for business. Why don't you swing your support over to me, and I will be a business-friendly candidate who can represent not only the economic interest but also the social interest of the district.
Josh Green is a national correspondent for Bloomberg Businessweek. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.